you for tuning in today to the In the Garden Ministries, home of Gethsemane Baptist Church and Alive TV Media Ministry. Stay tuned for the In the Garden program. You are destined to be blessed today. Welcome to today's In the Garden program. God bless you. Thank you for joining us today. We pray God's richest blessings on you and your family today. And we've got some good things coming up for you, so we hope you'll stay right here and get a blessing. It's the In the Garden program, the radio ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. And our church is located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, Lynchburg, Virginia, just about a block off Lakeside Drive, just up from the main entrance of Lynchburg College. We always tell you where we're located so you can come worship with us. We'd love to have you at the church where the shout has not gone out. We have Sunday school beginning at 10 a.m. Morning worship service is at 10:55, and our Sunday evening worship service begins at 6 o'clock. And we hope to see you on Sundays. Come on out and spend the day with us in God's house. And be sure to come back on Wednesday nights. We have a big night on Wednesday as well with the Wednesday evening worship service. And we have Awana clubs that are just getting underway for this year for ages 3 through the teens. New books and a whole new look and a new attitude in the Awana clubs this year. So your kids will definitely get a blessing like they never have before. So be sure you bring them. Let them be a part of learning about God's Word through Awana clubs. That's for ages 3 through the teens. And again, that begins at 6:45 on Wednesday nights. The Wednesday evening worship service begins at 7, and we hope you can come be a part of it at the church where the shout has not gone out, Gethsemane Baptist Church, 411 Blue Ridge Street, Lynchburg. And right now, some great music from the Bradys. This is called Try Prayer on today's In the Garden program.
Prayer has helped me through many trials. It helps me go on just to make it another mile. Without prayer, I don't know where I would be. Oh, when I was lost, someone prayed for me. So try prayer.
Bring
The Bradys and Try Prayer on today's In the Garden program. It is the radio ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church, again, located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, Lynchburg, Virginia. Hope you'll stay right here. Hope you'll get a blessing. We've got a new message coming up from Pastor Carlton Duck entitled, What the Blind Man Saw. We're going to learn a little more about Bartimaeus and how Jesus healed him and changed his life, and that's coming up in just a couple of minutes here on the In the Garden program. Before we get to that, I want to remind you to visit our website at www.itgm.org. That's where you can stay in touch with what's going on at Gethsemane Baptist Church. You can find out what folks you need to be praying for, and you can get all kinds of good things and lots more to come. Pretty soon, we'll have the In the Garden radio program here that you're listening to on the website. So you'll be able to listen to that on the web as well as on the radio. So stay tuned for that. Also, be sure you utilize the prayer chain at the website, www.itgm.org. If you have prayer needs or prayer requests or you know of someone who needs prayer, you can let us know about it on the website. And with just one click, it'll go out to folks who are on the prayer chain. They'll get the message in their email, and they'll pray on your behalf. You'll get a blessing, and you can submit your own email so that when other folks have prayer needs or prayer requests, you can remember them in your prayer life, and everybody gets a blessing. Folks are praying one for another. That's the prayer chain, and again, you'll find that and much more at www.itgm.org. And right now, it's time to go to the pulpit of Gethsemane Baptist Church. A new message from Pastor Duck entitled, What the Blind Man Saw, on today's In the Garden program.
Do you have your Bibles this morning? Say, praise the Lord. Have you found Luke 18? I want you to stand with me this morning as we're going to read verses 35 down through the end of that chapter, verse 43. What the blind man saw. Let's read nice and loud. Let's give the devil a black eye with the word of God this morning. Amen. Let us begin to read. And it came to pass as he was come nigh unto Jericho, a certain blind man sat by the wayside begging. And hearing the multitude pass by, he asked what it meant. And they told him that Jesus of Nazareth passed by. And he cried, saying, Jesus, thy son of David, have mercy on me. And they which went before rebuked him, that he should hold his peace. But he cried so much the more. And Jesus stood and commanded him to be brought unto him. And when he was come near, he asked him, saying, What wilt thou that I should do unto thee? And he said, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, Receive thy sight, thy faith hath saved thee. And immediately he received his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise unto God. Now before you see it, I want you to see that last verse again. Look at the sequence of events. And immediately he received his sight. That means that the Lord touched him right there, at that spot, at that place. What did he do after he received his sight? He what? I can't hear you. He followed him. And what did he do? Glorifying God. You know what that means? That means that Bartimaeus praised the Lord. And I believe that Bartimaeus was excited about what the Lord had done in his life. Now, turn to your neighbor and ask them this question. How excited are you about what the Lord has done for you? You may be seated. I believe even before he was healed, Bartimaeus saw two important things. In studying God's Word and looking at the accounts in the Gospels that we find pertaining to Bartimaeus, the great event that happened in his life, I think you'll find that it's a consistency there that reveals two important things. One, that he saw his need. And this morning, I'm going to tell you, before you'll ever come to God and receive what He has for you, you've got to see that you've got a need today. Hallelujah. But I want you to know today, once you discover that need, you'll discover the one that can satisfy that need. Amen. Because the Lord is an able God, isn't He? Amen. And second, today, he saw his opportunity passing before him. I want you to know this morning that he received what God had for him, and he received that opportunity. God today is giving you one of the greatest opportunities, if not the greatest opportunity, that is in life, and that's to come to the Lord and receive Him and know Him as your personal Savior. I don't know what your spiritual condition may be this morning. I don't know today if you are saved or not, but I'm going to tell you today, if you're lost, God can save you. I want you to know today that He's giving you the opportunity that He says, all that will come to Me, I will in no wise cast out. Amen. And that opportunity today is to receive the salvation of the Lord. And not only today does God give us the opportunity to receive His salvation, but then He also gives us the opportunity today that we can receive the blessings after salvation of what God's got in store for us. Amen. I'm telling you today, you've got to recognize the need and see the opportunity if you're going to receive from the Lord. Amen. I think that goes along with what Jesus said pertaining to prayer. And He said, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be, what? Opened unto you. And so we see that in the life of Bartimaeus. This opportunity was Jesus. And folks, I'm going to tell you today, that same opportunity is here right now. That same one that gives the opportunity to come to Him is in our presence right now. The Lord is in the house. Amen. And today, I want you to know that Jesus is still passing by. We're living in a world of skepticism. We're living in a world of doubt. We're living in a world today that even the churches today are denying that God is a miraculous God and can perform a miracle. Well, you know, I'm not going to listen today what the church leaders of our land are saying. I'm more inclined to listen to what God Almighty has to say, that He is still a miracle-working God, isn't He? Amen. And realizing today that Jesus is in this room and His Spirit is in our presence right now. You're in the presence of the holiness of God. I've heard people say, oh, when I get to heaven, I'm just going to praise the Lord when I see Him. Let me tell you what. You may not see Him and you may not smell Him, but He's here right now. And we are to glorify the Lord. And I tell you what, you see the sequence when God touches you and pulls you out of what you're in. I'm going to tell you what, you're not going to be the same anymore. You're going to deserve to follow the Lord. You're going to desire to follow the Lord. And you're going to seek the Lord. And then you're going to find, when you find the presence of God in your life and you're serving Him, you're going to find that you can't shut up about Him, that you have to glorify Him because He's doing a mighty work in your life. Amen. That's the power of our God. And that's the power that He wants to release within us today. Your problem may not be a physical blindness as Bartimaeus had. But you realize today all of us have needs, don't we? That's an important fact to realize. And Bartimaeus needed, and let me tell you what Bartimaeus needed is the same thing that every human being on the face of this earth needs. What is that, Pastor? It's spelled N-E-R-C-Y. We need the mercy of God. And folks, we better start praying for mercy. Amen. We better start praying for mercy for our nation, for our world. We are in a deplorable condition. We are, I believe, one of the saddest times in history that can ever be found.
We'll pick up right there tomorrow with part two of Pastor Duck's message entitled What the Blind Man Saw here on the In the Garden program. Please be sure to join us. Right now, music from the Bowmans. This is called Look for Me.
Look for me somewhere in glory. You'll find me somewhere around God's throne. But excitement's here everywhere. You Coming to
the